It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Now, season one was fun. Talking about my favorite team, can't happen nothing else better. But this season, season two, you got to get a little bit more real. Because this season has the Super Bowl in our backyard, SoFi Stadium. So if you don't know my voice by now, I'm down at the Playmaker Silence. And you getting ready to listen to Rambly Talk. Horns up, Rams house, let's get it. Let's talk Rams football.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Thanksgiving week edition of Rambly Talk, hosted by yours truly, down at the Playmaker Silence out here in sunny Jacksonville, Florida. First and foremost, happy Thanksgiving to everybody across the country. Being thankful on this week as we are just a day before Thanksgiving Day. As y'all can tell, my tone has changed from the last time I did Rambly Talk, because, you know, we had to take care of some business when it comes to the Los Angeles Rams. Now that we did that and we had a bye week, to say the least, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. And being back, the second half of the season begins. And it can't begin no tougher than taking a trip to Lambeau Field to take on Aaron Rodgers and the 8-3 Green Bay Packers. Now, before I get into the matchup, the Green Bay Packers took an L to the Minnesota Vikings last week, losing to Kirk Cousins and the Vikings 34-31, as Kirk Cousins went for 24-35. 341 yards, 3 touchdowns. Adam Thielen, 8 catches, 82 yards on the touchdown, but the show was all about Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson had 8 catches, 164 yards, and 2 touchdowns. They outdueled Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers played well himself. 23-33, 385 yards, 4 touchdowns. Marquez Valdes-Scantley showed up for 4 catches, 123, and a touchdown. Davante Adams is always Davante Adams, 7 catches, 115, and 2 touchdowns. But all in all, with no Aaron Jones and the defense not showing up, the Green Bay Packers fall to 8-3. As the Rams stay at 7-3 because they was on a bye week. And still, pretty much 2 games back of the Arizona Cardinals, because without Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, and Chase Edmonds again, they went to Seattle and took care of Russell Wilson and Seattle Seahawks. So they are 9-2 on top of the NFC, and we are in the wild card spot. And as they say, if the playoffs was to start today, this weekend, we would play the defending champs at Tampa Bay. But like I said, this is week 12. We still got a lot of more weeks to go, so anything can happen at this point in time. Plus, we still have another matchup with those Arizona Cardinals at Arizona on the Monday Night Football. That's in 2 weeks. Two weeks, yeah. But this week is about the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. The last time we faced Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, it was at Lambeau Field. And it was in the division round of the playoffs last year, where the Green Bay Packers won 32-18 over us. Aaron Rodgers had went 23-36, 296. 2 touchdowns, and he had a rushing touchdown. Aaron Jones had 14 carries for 99 yards and a touchdown, who will not be in this game. Alan Lazar, who we not will be seeing in this game. 4 catches, 96 yards on a touchdown. Devontae Adams, 9 catches, 66 yards on a touchdown. For the Rams, Jared Goff was the quarterback, obviously. 21 for 27, 174 on the touchdown. Cam Akers had 18 carries, 90 yards on the touchdown. It was just the defense in short. And that was when we had the number one defense in the league. And Aaron Rodgers did what he did to us. That's when we had the number one defense. But, you know, it is what it is. We got beat, and then Tampa Bay walked into Lambeau Field, the same place, torched the Packers before going home for the Super Bowl. Coincidentally, as you know, I have said it many times, and you heard it in the intro every time you listen to Rambly Talk, the Super Bowl is being played at SoFi Stadium. It's being played at Los Angeles. So that's the goal. That's the mission. That mission doesn't change. Now with the bye week, hopefully we got some things worked out. We got some things going. OBJ had time to work with Matthew Stafford. Von Miller has another week to get that ankle healthy and ready and get with Aaron Donald and the crew to see what's going to happen with this team going forward in this defense. So with that being said, I'm looking forward to this matchup. This is the game of the week. This is on Fox. 425 game of the week. Troy Aikman and Joe Buck on the call for this is A-Rod versus Stafford. And speaking of, I did some deep diving, ladies and gentlemen. I did some deep diving. Matthew Stafford in his career is 7-13 versus Green Bay, 4-12 versus Aaron Rodgers. So Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers has been only Matthew Stafford, and that's mostly with Detroit. Matthew Stafford is with the Rams. Now, in the last couple of weeks, has not been good for the Rams, as we all know, because I documented very well the last time I did Rambly Talk. They embarrassed and lost on Sunday Night Football to the Tennessee Titans, and then following up with a very more embarrassing loss to the San Francisco 49ers on Monday night. So the Rams are coming on a two-game losing streak. The Packers are coming in on a two-game losing streak because they lost to Kansas City without Aaron Rodgers, and they lost to Minnesota with Aaron Rodgers. So both teams are on two-game losing streaks. Now, a team is looking forward to a much-needed win Sunday afternoon. Will it be the Rams or will it be the Green Bay Packers? So that's the question going into this game. Now, the Rams are ranked 11th in offense coming off a bye week. They're ranked 9th in defense coming off a bye week. 4th in passing and 24th in rushing. Y'all know how I feel about a rushing attack. You still need to run the ball. Derrick Henderson, when I did this on a bye week, was literally 10th in carries, 9th in rushing, tied for 9th in rushing touchdowns. Now that things have changed because he was on the bye week. But you're telling me this team cannot run the ball. This team can run the ball with Derrick Henderson. They can run the ball with Sonny Michel too. They just need the carries. Cut down on the passing of Matthew Stafford, who is 9th in completions, 1st in passing, 3rd in TDs, but he also threw 8 interceptions. And Cooper Kupp is the all receivers and receiving stats. It's just ridiculous. But what we have to do, we need a balanced attack. Sean McVay needed to use his bye week to say, you know what? We got OBJ. We got Cooper Kupp. Van Jefferson is going to step in. We got another guy. We got some other guys that are going to step in and fill the role of Robert Woods, because that team without Robert Woods didn't look the same. But either way, it's the next man up. That's the mentality. You got to get it together on offense. Get a balanced attack on offense. And then when it's time, Matthew Stafford is going to make the throws that you want him to make, because he's that talented of a quarterback. We have seen it. We watched it. We know it wasn't Matthew Stafford in Detroit. It was Detroit. The ineptitude in Detroit is the reason why Matthew Stafford's career is the way it is. But Matthew Stafford can make the throws when it's time to make the throws. Get a balanced attack going and then let Matthew Stafford kill the defense when it's time to kill him. Defense. Raheem Morris, you have not been fired, so that means you're still the defensive coordinator. You have Aaron Donald. You have Sebastian Joseph Day. You have Leonard Floyd. You have Von Miller. Okay? You have A'shaun Robinson. You have Greg Gaines. Your front seven needs to be better. Okay? Let's get back to getting after the quarterback. By the way, Aaron Rodgers is dealing with a toe injury, and it is an injury. It's not a tough toe injury. We won't know what kind of injury it is, but it's an injury to the toe. So he might not be as mobile as he would like to be against this D-line that's coming for him when the Los Angeles Rams. Get it together. Jalen Ramsey going to do Jalen Ramsey things. Darius Williams, Jordan Fuller, Taylor Rapp, Robert Rochelle, Deontay Dion, David Long Jr. Get y'all act together in a damn secondary. You have a ball. We are ball hawking secondary. Jordan Fuller, you know how to catch the ball. Taylor Rapp, you know how to get interceptions. Darius Williams, you know how to get interceptions. Let's get back to being ball hawk secondary, and get back to getting turnovers to get this offense more opportunities. Okay, we got what it takes to beat the Green Bay Packers. This is up to of most importance coming off a bye week to get this win, because next week we come home and we play the Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay? Before we head to Monday Night Football in Arizona, I felt in front of a primetime game. Okay? We have games coming up that we need to rock and roll. Okay? This is the best time to do it. Get a win at Lambeau. It's hard. It's going to be hard because it's going to be cold as I don't know what at Lambeau Field. It's going to be ridiculous cold. I think it's going to be in the 30s or 20s. I can't recall. Let me look at it. 37 degrees when this game is kicked off at Lambeau Field. Now, after that, we have the Jaguars. We should be able to take care of the Jaguars. We need to take care of the Jaguars. That's a win that should not be turned into a loss or a competitive game. Do what you have to do and get rid of the Jacksonville Jaguars next week. And then prime time action against the Arizona Cardinals, okay? December 13th, week 14. And then we have Seattle coming to LA. And then we go to Minnesota, who beat Green Bay this past weekend before we head to Baltimore for after New Year's and finishing off with the San Francisco 49ers at home. We have three divisional games, and we have two NFC tough games in Baltimore Ravens on the schedule. So the next six of the next seven games is going to be a battle. We have to show what we are made of in six of the next seven games. You have to. We had Green Bay this week. Arizona on Monday night in 2 weeks. Seattle comes to us after that. We go to Minnesota for week 16, at Baltimore for week 17, and finish off the season against San Francisco in week 18. I know we can do it. We have the skills to do it. We have the talent to do it. Sean McVay, Raheem Morris, Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford. Do what y'all got to do to get this thing back right. Because we started off so well. We took care of Chicago. We went to Indianapolis and we beat the Colts. We see how the Colts look right now. We took care of the defending champs of Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We did what we needed to do on Thursday night at Seattle. We got a win in primetime at Seattle. Okay? And we took care of the teams we were supposed to take care of. We took care of the Giants. We took care of the Lions. We took care of the Texans. And we got to Tennessee and San Francisco and we blew and we flopped. We flopped. Let's get back right. Let's get to it. It's time for the playoff push now. We had our bye week. We have gotten healthy. We're not going to have Robert Woods, though, but we have gotten healthy. It's time to get back to it, and it's time to get right. So that's it. That's all I got. Next week, we're going to recap what took place at Lambeau Field, and we're going to get ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars at home. So let's do what we got to do. Horns up, Rams house. This has been Ramley Talk. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to your new episode of Ramley Talk. And if you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and whatever else that you listen to Ramley Talk on. And for those of you who are iTunes and Apple Podcasts lovers, leave us a rate and review on those, and we'll gladly know how we're doing. Until next time, Donovan Peckermaker signing off.